And she lived in the Big Sycamore. Just what'd you find out?
Nothing. She said 1940. I said, oh, the Catholics. It can't be 1940. I said, the thing was torn down way before then. And she'd have to look it up and call us back.
Is she going to call us back? Well, good. The lived on Big Sycamore. That was across the mountain from the valley we went up this morning. Lower down than the Melungeon territory. Mm-hmm. It was lower down.
But it's in Hancock.
No, it's in Claiborne.
It's in Claiborne.
In Claiborne. Uh-huh. And they were farmers.
Is that there Melungeon territory in Claiborne County too, or is
the
it
very upper end of Claiborne mm-hmm. County in what's called Snake Hollow? The main Big Sycamore is a valley that runs on up into Sneedville in Hancock County, but there's a little mountain, a little spur that comes down and makes another hollow, like between Powell Mountain and whatever that other mountain is, and that's we call it Snake Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think it's called the Snaky because they had rattlesnakes over there, just infested, but there was a lot of logging and people. Dragged the logs down, and they called snaking them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Snake Hollow. That's where I didn't learn that till I think they had this tale. Now that's a word you can put down. A Melungeon play. Walked toward the sunset in Sneedville, and they put out a little brochure and had a lot of this background. And I think that's where I read it. That Snake Hollow.
I heard that advertised last summer when I was coming through. Tennessee Ernie Ford did the commercial on the radio. They walked with something. Now your grandmother's people were from. Do you know how when they came to Big Sycamore? That
no.
And but now your grandfather. You say that his that dates back to the to that. Those two brothers.
Yes, they were the first settlers in that area up there where we were. My grandmother, the Pearsons were over there at the time of the Civil War. I don't know how much before. Well, I'm sure a long time before, because when my grandfather, during the war, when he had to leave, he rigged up a shotgun some way pointed toward the door, and he barred the door and told them then not to enter, because people came, soldiers, you know, came and robbed houses and so forth. And he said, now, no matter what happens, don't you open the door, because he had it fixed. If the door opened, it would shoot. And the soldiers came, and somebody in the family opened the door, and the gun went off, and it just grazed my grandmother, arm or leg or something. I've forgotten about it. But anyway, we had a varmint chest of drawers that had the bullet hole in it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a dangerous...
It was a danger of protection, wasn't it?
Sure was. What's your husband's age?
58.
Is he Baptist too?
Yes.
His formal education?
He's a little short of a graduate. If he had a college graduate, he lacked about a quarter, but if he had all his officers training that he got in the Navy, you know, had gotten it all together, he would have had enough, I'm sure, to get his degree.
Was that Carson?
At Lincoln Memorial University.
Oh, right up here.
Uh-huh, yeah. He taught and went to school. He taught school for 5 years, and he was in his last quarter, and the